In the United States, weddings are generally conceded to be the property of the bride. It's her big day, and she spends an enormous amount of time in preparation for the big event. The bridegroom is there and plays an important role, but the day belongs to the bride. Now, there's a place on this earth where it's just the opposite. The bridegroom has the limelight. This is Leroy Iam speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the Holy Spirit. There's a remote and exotic place on earth where man steals the show on his wedding day. All day he is feasted and praised. Then, after sunset, the people of the village line the street, and he rides through the column of people on a magnificent white horse. The people light torches and hold them high in the air as the groom rides by, so that his face may be illuminated and they may see him clearly. Their objective is to draw attention to the bridegroom. As we read the New Testament, it becomes clear to us that that is the prime ministry of the Holy Spirit. He himself is content to remain in the shadows as he points men and women to the person of Jesus Christ. He has no desire to call attention to himself. "He shall testify of me," Jesus said. Now then, although that is true, it is important that we study the person and work of the Holy Spirit of God. First of all, as we have related, he is a person. Jesus said, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." He is not just a figurative expression of divine energy. He is a person. He is the third person of the Trinity. And as such, he is God. The Holy Spirit was sent on his ministry by both the Father and the Son. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." It is by the special ministry of the Holy Spirit that we enter the body of Christ when we become Christians. There are two warnings given by the Apostle Paul in relation to the ministry of the Holy Spirit in and through our lives. The first is in Ephesians 4:30, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." We grieve the Holy Spirit by living contrary to the Word of God in a life of disobedience to the Lord. It is God's desire that we live lives that are holy and pure, and when we permit known sin to remain unconfessed, the Spirit of God is grieved. The second warning is in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, "Quench not the Spirit." When we hold back from doing that which God would have us do, we quench the Spirit's activity in our lives. We must be sensitive to His leading and follow him in instant obedience. Here is the main thing to keep in mind. He guides us according to the Word of God, never contrary to it. And the desire of the Spirit is that we submit to his control and guidance. It is possible to understand much about him and at the same time be living according to our own desires. His desire for us is to glorify Jesus Christ in and through us. May God bless you as you're led by the Spirit of God.